Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Right now, there are 256,000 servicemen and women stationed overseas, 114,000 in Iraq and 68,000 in Afghanistan. In the holiday season, it's tough to be away from home. But for many veterans of war, it can be even tougher coming back. Many soldiers are returning with profound problems, from multiple amputations to traumatic brain injury to post-traumatic stress. WBUR's David Boeri today visits one therapy program aimed at helping veterans rebuild their lives.
Down a dirt road in the woods of southwestern New Hampshire, I drive under a rustic wooden sign like the gates of a frontier fort. It says, Veterans Victory Farm. Up in a broad clearing that looks out onto Mount Monadnock, a couple of cows graze in the pasture, goats wander, and ex-soldiers, some in fatigues, carry out new duties.
Chickens, pigs, and cows, whatever team's short of man when a guy comes in, and he's considered a trainee for the first 3 months. So after you do that, then you work your way up and you become a team specialist.
Jimmy, who doesn't want to disclose his name for fear, he says, of embarrassing his family, left the Army as a sergeant 2 years ago, but he's still too close to Iraq and Afghanistan, where he did back-to-back tours with only a month in between.
You enjoying yourself here?
Yeah, this is pretty much the best and most enjoyable place I've ever been in my life. I've never been happier than I have been here.
At his feet are a flock of golden birds, buff Orpingtons, that he's raising for meat. And his egg-laying charges, a flock of New Hampshire Reds.
Well, I raised them since they were 3 days old.
29 years old, he's been on the farm in Fitzwilliam since April, the same month he stopped doing drugs for the first time since 2006. He points to one of the farm dogs at his side.
Him and Puppy Girl help. It's like having two little psychiatrists 24 hours a day.
Many of the veterans end up at Veterans Victory Farm because they're homeless. And they've ended up homeless because, in many cases, they're addicted. And many ended up addicted because they've been trying to cope with post-traumatic stress or traumatic brain injuries.
Gentlemen, how you doing?
The farm is one of several programs and facilities of Veteran Homestead, Inc., a private nonprofit that treats veterans for medical and psychological problems. The 18 veterans who live and work on the farm came here because none of the other therapy and counseling programs worked for them.
This is my baby Queenie. A kiss? Good girl.
Stroking a former racehorse, John, who also declines to give his last name because he says he's afraid of embarrassing his family, came here to do what he couldn't do back in Connecticut, which was to put two stints in Iraq and the memories of Ramadi behind him.
Ramadi is what I'd call hell. Ramadi was real bad. Mortars all day, all night. I mean, a lot of close calls. For the longest time, I slept with my boots on.
After his first tour, he came back to the States for a rest that was too short.
Newly fixed potholes, that's a key sign of an IED in Iraq. So I was swerving around those. I don't know how many accidents I almost caused. And I knew I wasn't right. I knew there was a problem, and the easiest way to fix it, I was self-medicating myself with alcohol.
And everyone wanted to know about Iraq.
You know, everyone bombarding you. You got bombarded with TV, bombarded with the news. When you get home, you just don't want to talk about things.
After the second tour, John's panic attacks got more common, and his drinking harder. He took a job as a truck driver at an airport that used air cannons to scare off flocks of birds.
I'm hitting the brakes, trying to duck under the seat.
Here on a remote farm where only a hunter's occasional rifle shot breaks the tranquility, John looks after a calf and a cow who respond to him but are skittish toward outsiders.
Yeah, they're good. They're just wary of strangers. And this is a perfect environment. It's quiet. Able to get your head back together.
I put the question to Leslie Lightfoot, the founder of the farm and the founder of Veteran Homestead, Inc. She's the daughter of a farmer, and she's been a combat psychologist since the end of the war in Vietnam.
The idea that a farm is going to solve it all, seems so simple.
Yeah.
And you're smiling. You think it does.
I think animal therapy, there's all kinds of research that's been done on animal therapy that proves that it's just like really good. But I'll tell you, when you're down there digging in the dirt with the guys and you start to talk to them, they're not threatened by the, you know, the shrink that sits behind the desk. They realize that they're really valuable people, that maybe up to this point they didn't know how valuable they really were. This animal depends on them.
What doesn't work, Lightfoot and her nurses say, is seeing a veteran for 15 minutes every 2 weeks, giving him a prescription, and thinking you're going to help him. That's what the vets here say they got from the Veterans Administration. And it wasn't enough.
When I leave here, this is what I want to do. I want to find another farm.
Outside the farmhouse, Jimmy the Sergeant and John say the Victory Farm has helped them to recover from both addiction and the wounds of war. They can stay here for up to 2 years, and the goal is the healthy return to civilian life that they didn't make before. The Victory Farm is just one model for treatment, and Leslie Lightfoot and Veterans Homestead have recently launched a second model, a residential facility linked to Mount Wachusett Community College, designed to treat both veterans and the families of veterans returning from Iraq and Afghanistan with traumatic brain injuries and post-traumatic stress. For WBUR, I'm David Boeri.